fuck's going on here?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBuzz.com.
You've seen what he did on Facebook, right?
Listen, I'm gonna make a motherfucking emoji like this. Look.
Donald D. Beyonce Productions.
All the guys want it. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was ball. No fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot and didn't go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is to dominate.
That's my style, to dominate this podcast game, Earl Spence. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV Podcast, wherever hashtags are used. The dynamic duo is back. Me and Matt in the Golden State. Ready to chop it up and really bring you guys some exciting news that's stirring the pot. So I guess I need to tell you that before I introduce Matt, right? So here's what's going on. Cinco de Mayo, you know, that was a dud. Ended up not happening with Canelo Golovkin. Fast forward, we're all looking forward to September. We're thinking, you know, Mexican, what is this, Independence Day? Maybe Gennady Golovkin, Mexican style himself, and Canelo Alvarez can get it together and solidify a contract, a deal, and we have our big pay-per-view event of the year. Fast forward just a little bit more. Gennady Golovkin is getting a little bit besides himself. And yes, that's the stance that I am taking. I do not believe he is the true legitimate A-side in this negotiation. So insisting on a 50%, and yes, here goes my Wilderisms or fanboyism, 50% that the world was flabbergasted at Wilder demanding. I don't know. I think that we need to take a step back and realize that in every division, there's only one king. And to get that throne, you must defeat him. And normally, even the Floyd Mayweathers, the Manny Pacquiao's, become submissive at one point in their career in order to achieve that status. That being said, fast forward, interject Daniel the Miracle Man Jacobs. Name truly fitting the event. It will be a miracle if he lands this Willy Wonka-like golden ticket for what could be or is and will be the biggest payday of his career thus far. Now, Canelo has done great numbers with Gennady Golovkin. The world's seen a great fight between Golovkin and Jacobs. Will they pay to watch Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin? That's what we'll be discussing today. If you're interested in this topic, head on over to your phones. Dial the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion. What do you think about this? Should Canelo face Jacobs? Should he stop playing hardball and be submissive? Take maybe a 50-50 deal with Gennady. I don't know. Let's head on to the Golden State and find out.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingBuzz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingBuzz.com.
Yes, it's just here. Haters beware. And I'm pretty shocked by this announcement, that this news, this confirmation of news, too, that both sides, Eddie Hearn and Oscar De La Hoya, are confirming to ESPN's Dan Rafael that there has been an offer sent between these two camps, that there have been negotiations. News this that Canelo Triple G is officially dead. I mean, that is news, and I think it's kind of shocking in almost every way feasible, especially that he's going this route, that Canelo's taking the Daniel Jacobs route. So kind of to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers. Remember, calling 1-425-569-5241 or add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. Batman and Robin here. No Alfred here. He's gone. He's with the kiddo. So just us, you know.
Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button on the way in. There's only a little bit of you watching now, so it's easiest to achieve optimal thumbs up. The fewer people, the easier for that favor to take place, right? So change it from 9. I still see it at 9. Come on. Abra.
Come on.
Kadabra. Okay, it changed by 1. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Hey,
trigger fingers, turn to Twitter fingers.
Come on.
Now, yo, so listen, you said you were shocked that he's going the Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs route. Hashtag Daniel TKO.
And I'm throwing out there, even though I don't think we should discuss it that much, this still could be a smokescreen. It could still be Spike O'Sullivan.
I've seen that in the comment section. So shout out to whoever put it out there saying, oh, actually, it's Joel OZ says, Oscar using negotiation tactics. He ain't trying to have Canelo fight Jacobs. Get the fuck out of here.
And I just want to table that argument because I think that's probably the most likely thing. But just for argument's sake, for the show's sake, let's table that and actually discuss the offer that was sent and confirmed by Eddie Hearn and the fact that these two guys are in negotiations for a matchup in September for Mexican Independence Day on HBO pay-per-view. Like that to me should be the crux of the discussion for this show. Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah, I was handling Skype. So come again?
I'm saying that we should just table the whole smokescreen, it's probably Spike O'Sullivan discussion because, I mean, there is an offer sent. Like, yeah. if they weren't serious, they wouldn't send an offer.
Exactly. It's up to Daniel Jacobs to accept the offer at this point. So a fight is possible, extremely possible. I don't believe smokescreen. Now, is it a smokescreen? Would have to be dependent on the amount in the offer. If Eddie comes out and says it's a slave contract, a la Adrian Broner, then we know that Oscar was just using Daniel Jacobs' name to scare Gennady Golovkin and team. And speaking of scare Gennady Golovkin and team, before you even get into the first part, I would rather you address this. If you're Gennady Golovkin, or if you're his friend, or if you're just you, Matt, like,
yeah.
Is he on board really with all this? Like, maybe he was on board with like, yo, let's play hardball. But is he on board with losing the fight outright, sticking to this ridiculous 50-50? I'm not with him on 50-50. I don't care how much hardware he has. We know who brought the pay-per-view sales.
Or regardless of the clenbuterol PD issue, like, Canelo still is the draw. Like, regardless, I'm sorry. Now, to your first question, is Triple G actually on this, or is it his team pushing this? I think it's probably more his team. Triple G, to me, has always seemed the guy to follow Tom and Abel's lead, just in my personal opinion. Don't have anything to truly back that up, but that's just my personal speculation on it. But this 50-50 demand is ridiculous. I understand off the bat with the renegotiations demanding this, but then you fall back. You fall back to the 45%. And then they come back with a 38. And then you try to get somewhere between 40 and 42, probably. You know, that's what you would realistically want to get. And 40 to 42.
Wow, 42 is more than Joseph Parker's 33 rumored percent. So I don't know. You're coming real high.
Well, he was supposed to get 35% in the rematch. And I understand that Triple G wanting more because of the clenbuterol issue. I understand that completely. And also would understand if Canelo's side would, give him at least 5 more percentage points. I understand that. I can see that. But the 50-50 and then sticking to that makes no sense. I don't know what the thought process is behind it. Maybe they were playing hardball and then Oscar called them on it. That is possible. You know, maybe they were just really hoping that Oscar was going to give him a really good deal because they kept pushing the 50-50. And Oscar said, nah, fuck this. We can go fight Daniel Jacobs.
Now, but if you're Daniel Jacobs, do you have time really to negotiate as if you were the first option? Meaning,
do you care?
Yes, I do care, especially because
if you're Jacobs, do you care?
Yeah, you have to care because you could potentially ruin the fight. If you start saying to yourself, because you got to remember, Jacobs has his history. Like we know more than what we know because of what we know. And I say that to say this. When it was Gennady and Jacobs, really went to war, him and his team, to receive more than the 25% mandated by the WBA. We never found out what he received, but we definitely know he got more than that 25%.
Mm-hmm.
We know because of negotiations with Joseph Parker, he received as high as 33 to 35%. We know because of the failed negotiations with Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder that asking for 50% is outright ridiculous. We know because Tyson Fury tried to demand 60-40 of Anthony Joshua, and we ignored him.
Yeah.
So if you're Jacobs, you have a barometer. There's a gauge of fights out there that can have you send a counteroffer that will not be, I don't know, shot down a la Duck Hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows what he brought to the table in the Gennady fight, and that fight only reached 150, 170,000. Let's give them 200,000 pay-per-view buys to be generous. Canelo's rumored to do 2 million. The other hardball number was 1.3.
Well, now we do have another hardball number with the Forbes article, by the way. I think it was in like 47 million. I think he made all throughout last year in his fight with Chavez and Triple G. So that's around 20, 23 million per fight. So we know that even though if Canelo stays guaranteed 5 million, he gets another 15 plus on the back end.
And this is that Forbes article coming out yesterday. Perfect timing for Jacobs.
Yes.
Do you really not want to be in the biggest fight of your life? Do you have the time? Yeah, you have the time. Do you have the possibility? Yeah, you have the possibility. You got a great promoter and you have a great advisor. There may be another Canelo shot. But look at Austin Trout. Say what you want about Trout. He's going to be in another big fight with Jermell Charlo. He's on the losing side, but, and I don't mean he's on the losing side of that particular fight. I mean, in terms of winning fights, but he's already had that fight. He already got that money stashed with him and Marie, you know, out there in Las Cruces. That Canelo money not even being touched, because after Canelo fighting him, he had consistently more decent level big fights. He fought Laura and numerous other guys. Like, I don't know if you're Jacobs, you want to walk away from this when the last pay-per-view only did 150. Like, how much money did he make on the back end of his fight?
Probably not that much, let's be honest. And I think he's probably guaranteed at least seven figures, and he's getting at least double his guaranteed purse on the back end if he fights Canelo. That's just the way UFC review is structured. It's always been that way.
And to quote Eddie Hearn, it's a profile booster, baby.
Well, think about it. I mean, this to me almost has shades of like a Bernard Hopkins versus Oscar De La Hoya. Like, I get that vibe of it, where it's a smaller Mexican fighter that's still, I think, a true middleweight, but he's fighting a potential Hall of Famer great, you know, in a sense. And Jacobs, if he goes on a run right now, he could beat everyone at middleweight. Like, we don't talk about it, but he could. He's
bigger than his opponents, but he doesn't fight like that.
I think he's a stylistic nightmare for Canelo. I think Jacobs is a much harder fight for Canelo than Triple G is for Canelo. If I'm Jacobs, I jump on at 25%. I jump on that. Or I jump on a 20% and I get back end money. I jump on that quick.
You think it's going to come as low as a 25% offer?
Probably getting lower than 25% because he's not mandatory. He's not mandatory.
But then
I can see this. I can see Canelo getting, let's say, guaranteed $5 million and Jacobs guaranteed $1
million. No.
I can see that. But then on the back end, let's say.
No, because you got to think about it like this. Jacobs had a guarantee of what? Like 2.5 when he fought Gennady? Maybe $3
million? True, but I would think the back end is much less in that fight than the Canelo fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So Canelo, let's say.
They're saying they're negotiating backwards. They're saying, look, take this up front because you know Canelo does big pay-per-view numbers.
And we're going to get you a cut of that.
That's a risk. Isn't that a risk? Like, you don't know.
But this does well. This does well, I think. I know. I think this does better than, like, the Amir Khan one. This doesn't do a million. This doesn't do a million. But this does 700,000, 800,000 pay-per-view buys. Absolutely. Jacobs is not a great talker, but he's a decent talker in a promo. And I think his story, you put that in on a mainstream level next to Canelo, I think it does wonders for Jacobs. I think this is a good matchup to sort of sell. I think, and then you have Eddie Hearn behind it as well. and Oscar, two of the best promoters in the game. I think this is easy to sell. Easy.
All right. Well, let's go out to the streets, both phone lines and chat. If you want your message in the chat read.
Guarantee you.
Say, read my message and let us know your thoughts on Canelo, Daniel Jacobs. I guess for the guys in the chat, how many pay-per-view buys does it do since Matt wants him to take $1 million up front or 25% up front and get his money on the back? And how many numbers you think these guys do when they go door-to-door pay-per-view? Remember, Skype callers, add Nestor Gibbs to be part of the conversation. My friend out there, Bookie, I will be going to you really soon. We have the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. We're going out to the sponsors and then to our callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Quickly, very quickly, I just want to say shout out to Daniel Jacobs, number one fan, for calling in every time there is a Daniel Jacobs show. Like, I knew he was going to call in. And he's the first caller. He was the first.
You know, it's funny. I was going to go to him first because he is the first caller, and I was about to play his intro. Like, my curse is on his intro. But you reminded me. I forgot that he was this big of a Daniel Jacobs fan, and we used to call him JD because it's like Jacobs Daniel.
Yeah, he was in disguise. He was Daniel Jacobs in disguise calling in.
So crazy because that's when he first would call in, and you know, after that we obviously got to know him, meet him. I met him a few times, and that whole Daniel Jacobs thing has been washed away. And really, Texas has gotten more shine, so he's talked less about the Brooklynite Jacobs and more about his hate for the Charlos. I remember, I think he was bigging up Hatley. But let's get to him. JD in Texas.
JD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game. I don't know why they're going to call me, because I'm a 54-pounder. But I have a brother that's 160.
Yo, I gotta make a correction real quick. I never big up Hadley, and I always big up the Charlos, especially Jamel. When everybody used to shit on Jamel, and I used to be like, he got more power. You know, he got just as equal power as his brother. He just ain't showing it. But after that correction, I want to make one point. One thing I cannot stand about this whole middleweight. What's going on with the middleweight division? It's Abel fucking Sanchez. That dude make my skin crawl. I get so fucking mad, man. Cause I know y'all remember he used to be like, I gotta fight the mandatory. I gotta fight the mandatory until Jamal Charlo is your mandatory, and now you want to drop the fucking belt. Talking about the WBC can't make you do shit.
Yes!
Yo, Ness, do me a favor, man. Yo, drill that dude when you talk to him next, man, about that subject. Like, you can't let this dude get away with that shit, man. That's just straight-up bullshit. But about this Jacobs situation, I hope it happens. I hope like hell that happens. I think Jacobs should take, you know, like you said, as low as 20%. It don't matter because what Mayweather did when he fought Oscar is he basically took the low end of the money, and then it made him the star that he you know became to be. So I would definitely hop on this opportunity.
Yeah, but those days are gone, JD. Those days are gone. Austin Trout took less money versus Cotto. That ain't help him. Sergio took less money versus Cotto.
But that's Cotto. But that's not Canelo. Like Canelo is a much bigger star than Cotto. Let's stop comparing it.
Yeah, and imagine this, right? Imagine this. Imagine taking that fight, you know, getting lowballed or whatever, and then knocking Canelo the fuck out. You know what to do who knocked Canelo the fuck out, right? So, of course, like you said earlier, it boosts your profile. You know what I mean? So now more people going to know who you are. They're going to tune into your fight. It can't do nothing but help. You know what I mean? For the future. Damn, that fight. You're taking that fight for the future, but yeah, man. Yo, get on Abel Sanchez's ass for me, please, man.
All right, Jetty. Well, thanks for calling in, my friend, as always. Very quickly, Matthew.
A lot of chat. Shout out to Art.
You're breaking up, R2-D2.
I know. But a lot of people in the chat saying the pay-per-view buy rate for this fight is around 400,000 all the way to 850. I've seen that's the highest. That's the lowest I've seen. So the middle, 500 to 600, a lot of people are saying, I would say, is the average. And that's a decent pay-per-view buy rate, by the way. Like, that's... Nobody's doing that really nowadays in the U.S. But Jabron, Ringer. Or Jabron.
Jabron, Ringer. Jabron, what up?
Boxing Voice. What's going on? Shout out to the Boxing Voice and shout out to Nats. Keep grinding, hitting that gym and working out. Shout out to my man.
Yo,
Matt,
I need some nutrition tips, dude, because you mad lean, bro. I need to get lean, man. It's so hard to lose gut body, like stomach fat.
And quickly, Jabron, thank you for noticing that I'm the true hip hop fan and not Ness. Thank you for noticing that.
I don't think that's what he said, bro.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. We can rewind the tape. Don't worry.
But I got a question. Since y'all have a lot of insight with the boxers and stuff, what was the severity of this surgery with Canelo? Because that will give me more insight on if this just smoke and mirrors, because I'd be damned if it was kind of severe where he need a tune-up that he's going to take a Danny Jacobs fight first.
They said it was a cosmetic surgery, so that's not like a blown out knee, that's not a torn meniscus. So that to me is probably they had some scar tissue or something and they got rid of it. That's an easy procedure, quick turnaround. I think it should be no problem at all. Jabron.
All right, let's go out to our Skype caller here. Looks like his name is Booking Is My Hobby. So I don't know if he's booking like Bookum Dano. So is he a cop? Is he a librarian? Is booking
hotels? Maybe hotel? Like he hotel book? Like a travel agent? Travel agent? Maybe?
Maybe he owns a Motel 6. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
I don't know. Let's go out to BH.
Something that I would be able to do, but I'll call. I'll talk to whoever.
You must be listening to the show.
Hello, Bookie. Booking is my hobby. Skype caller. Hello, Skype caller. All right. Let's go out to Edward in Alabama, home of the Wilder.
Bomb squad. Hey,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, real talk though, man. DGG, man, just played a bad hand. He didn't have no leverage to ask for no 50-50. Mm-hmm. I mean, Canelo doesn't care about the belts. Really, Canelo, like you say, he can just call Jane Jacobs and get in a fight going. Pay-per-view-wise, I think maybe it can do about 700,000, which is a success if you're charging $60, $70 a pay-per-view. So it's a good matchup to me. I think there's enough, you know, people have been underestimating Canelo a little bit lately. Daniel Jacobs is beatable. There's things he does that I think maybe Canelo could take advantage of. He kind of dives in with his punches. He gets a little over anxious, and the chin isn't the greatest. Where Canelo got good boxing skills, you know, good head movement. It's not going to be so one sided as a lot of people may be thinking. So I'm cool with the fight. I hope it happens, and this leads GGG out in the cold, and now he can deal with some of these mandatories he's been ducking. That's my call. Thank you.
All right, Edward. Well, thanks for calling in. Matt, do you think that Chiva sticks by GGG versus Sergey Dervichenko for the IBF mandatory? I see that fight happening in the forum. Maybe GGG could still draw heavy in the forum. Or maybe because Sergey is trained by Andre Rozier, who was also the trainer of Daniel Jacobs, and already has experience fighting Gennady Golovkin when he trained him to fight Daniel Jacobs. Maybe they do it in New York City. Dervichenko has a better demographic.
Yeah, I mean, MSG could definitely be a possibility, whether it's the theater or the actual stadium. I mean, Triple G has always sold well. That has always been his thing, that he can sell tickets well and usually have relatively close to sellouts or sellouts all the time, whether it's the Forum, MSG. So Triple G should have no issue with that. Now, does Chivas stick with them? Absolutely. Does Chivas sponsor us for a show? Probably. I mean, they did sponsor the Vanas Matarosan one, and they did a show for that, and our production quality for that show was fantastic. Definitely go check out the highlights of that on youtube.com/theboxingvoice. Shout out to Titan Media. But yeah, I think probably. I mean, it's Triple G. Triple G is still a brand. Like, Edward's right that he had no real bargaining power to demand 50-50. We can all agree with that. But Triple G is still a top, what, 5 to 7 earner in this sport, draw in this sport. So I have no issue with him fighting Devchenko in MSG or the Forum, because I think they sell out. And if he's not going to fight Canelo, fight your mandatories. Get him over with. Fight Devchenko, then Jamal Charlo, and then worry about Canelo. Let's do that. Nestor.
Okay. We're going to go out to Rick in Denver, Colorado. Rick, talk to us.
What's going on, fellas? You know, from a fan standpoint, I'm really kind of pissed that De La Hoya couldn't get this shit fucking working and they could have met up on something. But from a business standpoint, on the Triple G side of things, what do you guys think? You think after all this cheating and bullshit happened with Canelo, his view shit might go down? He might have less views on this fight?
No.
If he goes up against Jacobs.
Well, he would have less views than the Triple G.
Out here in Denver, a lot of my...
He would have less views.
A lot of my Hispanic boys are done with him, bro.
Rick, I think you have less views or less pay-per-view buys. Let me answer. You have less pay-per-view buys in the Triple G fight, obviously, but it is still Canelo. He is still the biggest draw in the U.S. for boxing beside Mayweather.
Well, what I'm saying is, do you see Canelo losing viewers?
I understand your question. I answered it. It's still Canelo. It is still Canelo Alvarez. Regardless of the drug cheat, there's been plenty of guys that have gone to prison, that have had drug suspensions, and they are still superstars in sports.
Yeah, I mean, Wilder did one of his best views with Luis Ortiz, and he tested positive twice. You know, people are excited for the possibility of Alexander Povetkin versus Anthony Joshua, and he's tested positive maybe 3 times. So, yeah, you don't really lose much luster if you're a good fighter.
People forget about it very quickly in the sport.
Well, if Canelo doesn't get as much views as he normally does, could you see Tom Loeffler coming in there and saying, look, you lost viewers on this fight. I want my 50%.
Yeah, but
Rick, it's not happening, Rick. But Rick, it's not happening.
It's not going to happen. Here's why, right? Canelo did, and thanks for calling in, all right? Canelo did 325 with Liam Smith, unknown of Liam Smith, UK guy. Then he turns around, does somewhere between 425, 600,000 with Amir Khan. Then he turns around and does $1 million with washed up. We didn't even think he had a shot. Julio Cesar Chavez does maybe $1.1 million, $1.2 million or $1.3 million, something like that.
It was like 1.1. And don't forget the Cotto fight was 900,000 pay-per-view buys.
Exactly. Then he turns around and does $2 million with Gennady. What drop-off are you expecting? He's still not going to fall as low as Liam Smith, but he'll still fall somewhere between Khan and Cotto. Like, that's just where it's at. Like, how could Loeffler then come in and say, ha, 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 you've lost pay-per-view buys, when last I checked, Golovkin has been under the 325 of a Liam Smith.
He's the third most searched fighter across all of combat sports. Like,
just the audacity of asking for 50%, I think, is ridiculous. The fact that the fans are not outraged is bothering me. I'm ready to end the show. There's only one more caller, because I see now that this is very, like, I don't know. We just decide who we dislike and not like. I mean, it's like you said, Canelo's going to get a pass regardless of the steroids, the way that some of these others have. And that's just the way boxing and the world is in general. Because again, 50-50 is ridiculous. Canelo's resume, and we're not talking fighters, we're talking pay-per-view resume. We just ran off the millions of dollars that he has generated with those names we just said. So anyone saying GGG deserves it, you don't know shit about boxing. And you're aggravating, annoying, and you need to rewind this show until you finally learn something. Just saying.
Well, I mean, you I think hit the nail on the head when you said it's about being liked. Like, the fighters we like, we give a pass about. Like, look at Eric Morales, a guy that popped twice. Hall of Famer. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame last year.
You serious?
We loved Eric Morales back in the mid-2000s because he gave us great fights. You know, you go down the list. AJ, the reason why the consensus fan base is on AJ's side because they like AJ. They don't necessarily like Wilder. That's why they shit on the 50-50 demand from Wilder, and they don't on Triple G because the consensus fan base is Triple G's a good guy. He has a nice smile. Why would we hate him? Canelo's the cheat. Canelo's the ducker. You know, but Canelo's still going to make more money than all the guys are talking about combined. So,
well, Abel Sanchez is ducking for Triple G by saying that they would rather vacate the WBC than fight.
Did he really say that? I didn't see that. Did he really say that?
I mean, everybody's sending me that.
That's fucking crazy. Abel's smoking some good shit. You know, that's all I gotta say. I mean, Eddie said it.
Are you off your tits? Have you been smoking something?
I'm never used. No medicals. I like clean sport.
I don't know. Is he off his tits or is he never used medicals? I just don't know. Let me go out to Georgie said he's not from Boston. Where is he from now?
From Boston. Fuck it. Who cares? Like, it's Georgie, man. Like, you've been from Boston for 5 years on this show. You're not going to change.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people? Long time no see. I'm from the get-go, my nigga. You wrong.
What?
Yo, yo.
Hello?
Hey, you wrong, nigga!
We can't hear you when you yell that much, so can you just, like, enunciate your words?
You wrong, Maddie. Maddie. You wrong, Maddie. That's good. That's better.
Yeah, you actually are more audible.
Yo, Matt.
Yeah, what up, Georgie?
Mexican waking up to the fad, buddy. They waking up to the fad. These motherfuckers are fraud.
Who?
Then you heard the boos when they mentioned Canelo at the end of the fight when Triple G four. What the fuck,
Margarosa? Hey, yo, Georgie, I feel like fucking getting in your ass today.
People hated Floyd. He still sold millions.
When do boos fucking equate to pay-per-view buys? Get your whack-ass analogy out of here.
Or lack thereof.
You didn't hear the boos? Oh, Matt. You didn't hear the boos, Matt?
There hasn't been no pay-per-view fight. How could... Listen.
Show ass out of here.
You don't listen.
So why? You should have came with a better argument.
There hasn't been no pay-per-view fight after the boos.
Yeah, because you know why?
No pay-per-view fight after the boos.
Because you know why? Because the last pay-per-view fight is $2 million.
Oh, you're talking about before the boos.
Oh, before the boos.
Nigga, that shit makes no sense. I'm telling you, he's losing steam. He's losing steam, brother.
Georgie.
I bet you whatever you want. The number not going to be not even as equal.
But brother, we just said even if
you
the number...
listen to the fans.
Poppy, we just said even if the number's not equal, it will never drop to Liam Smith 325 and it will stay between the con...
I'm not saying that.
So what's the difference? He's still the biggest pay-per-view star in the world, including Joshua. Poppy, what don't you get? You can hate all you want. You can hate all you want. He's still got the most pay-per-views. What you mean?
That's what you gotta do. You gotta bring AJ out. Why you don't bring Wilder's fucking pay-per-views?
No, I'm bringing up pay-per-view stars, brother.
Oh, he ain't got none. He ain't got none. I forgot.
Oh, you losing, so you got to get mad.
Wait, hold on. Georgie. What does that have to do? Georgie, what does that have to do with the debate we're having? Nothing.
Except Anthony Joshua does have to do with the debate because he sells pay-per-views. You see that you just
don't have... You can't even throw him out. Like,
he doesn't sell pay-per-views.
Oh, he doesn't? He doesn't?
Huh?
Oh, thank God for the bell. Thank God. Goodbye.
Yo, hold on. I got to play this for Georgie. I mean.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Yo, I worry about you, man. Like, you need to come back with one of your other friends because.
You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes.
Yeah, you just sit down, Georgie. That made no sense. That made no sense.
He's crazy.
Floyd Mayweather is universally hated. And guess what? He is the biggest moneymaker in sports history. Not boxing history, sports history.
But, bro, remember when people got mad that he fought Berto? Remember, he still did over a half a million pay-per-view buys.
Remember when people got mad he fought Robert Guerrero? He did 900,000.
It's like, no. But Berto was the lowest.
I know, but people didn't even like Robert Guerrero. I know, but people didn't even like Robert Guerrero. Like, people didn't like Floyd Mayweather matchup for a while.
Oh, Georgie wants to come back. I'm gonna give him a back. Oh no, sorry. Wait, I will give you back, but just hold on. All right, we got another caller, so you gotta wait your turn. 714-654-7154-654. Go. First time caller.
I think Georgie has a point, man.
Okay,
I mean,
what's his point?
I'm a big Canelo fan. I mean, that he might lose his pay per views, but he's not gonna lose a ton of pay per views. You guys are right. He's not gonna lose a ton. But he might lose a little bit. He might lose 100,000.
But that's nothing.
For Canelo, man. He lost a big majority of Mexican fans, man. I mean, my dad is a big Canelo fan. Now he hates his ass.
But you know your father's going to watch him. You know your father's going to watch him, especially. Listen, every Mexican. Listen to me. I'm Latino, bro. I'm Latino. I'm Latino. Nobody can lie to me. The minute that Daniel Jacobs fights Canelo Alvarez, all the Mexicans that dislike him.
And I think that's a bigger fight than Triple G.
But tell me I'm lying. All the Mexicans that dislike Canelo right now, as soon as he signs to fight Jacobs, they're not going to be rooting for Jacobs? They're going to root for Jacobs. Yeah. No, they're right. Still going to watch the fight because they're going to think that Jacobs is going to whoop his ass. They know that. Come on, bro. I know how it works.
You think Jacobs is going to whoop Canelo's ass?
No. I'm not saying that. I mean, I think Jacobs wins, though. I think he could win. I mean, shit. Austin Trout did good. Gennady did good. Fucking Laura did good. Like, he has a lot. He hasn't been a definitive winner.
At the top.
You know, he's like a Danny Garcia in the wins. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, did he win this one? Or are we arguing that he might have lost this one? You know? People talk about Danny versus Mauricio Herrera. What about Laura versus Canelo? What about, I don't know, fucking Mayweather Canelo? That shutout. That fiasco.
Even Canelo Cotto was close.
Oh, yeah, that was the
Canelo Cotto, another close one. Canelo Cotto walked out the ring. He thought he had a better scorecard than what he got.
All right, guys, keep up the good work, and thanks for having my call, man.
Thank you, Tuna. Right,
thank you for calling in, Tuna. We're going out to the 7. We're gonna have to end this soon. This is not supposed to be this long. Going out to the 708-620. First time caller, drive by.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
It's Marcy. Hey, so my boy Tuletsky, I know he lost against Jacobs, but he's gonna fuck up Canelo.
So Jacobs is gonna beat Canelo, in your opinion?
Oh yeah.
How many pay per view buys does it do? Canelo,
probably like 4 million.
Whoa!
Stop, fam. What are you
Come
doing?
Come on, fam. What's up?
My hometown, Poland, man.
Oh, so you think that, oh, you mean 4 million internationally, like Poland regular free TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so where are you calling in from?
He was a troll.
832-5.
That's NO. That's NO. Come on.
NO, what up?
What's good?
Everything's good except this drive-by.
All right. But check this out. I ain't gonna make no pick on this fight till it gets finalized or whatever, man. It's just toast right now. But, man, if you had trouble with that, I don't even remember the last dude's name, like, man, who he fought, man. But if you had trouble with that dude, I'm at the training, how the training going on, that and get my little thoughts on it from there, bro. But if Canelo if he beat Jacobs, he'll gain a lot more respect from me. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a real winner in the middleweight division. But that's my call.
NO, thank you as always for calling in. New Orleans in the house. Shout out to NO and all my truck drivers out there. I'm saying, get your podcast on. Remember, you can download us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're on iHeartRadio now, Spreaker, everywhere the podcasts are found. And you can catch us on video form right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice.
Or our
backup channel at youtube.com/Nestor Gibbs. And don't forget, there's tons of extra exclusive content that Matt so desperately wants to talk about, because he'll be having the UK hour today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, 10 o'clock UK time for the Robin Matt UK hour. And there's also standing 8 count at 6 p.m. Eastern time every Friday, as well as Untitled every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Let's get out to...
No, that's it.
That's it. We did it.
Quickly, just want to say we're also live stream on Facebook. So if you can't catch the show on YouTube for some reason, and you want to catch the video stream of it live, we do stream live on Facebook as well. So Facebook at The Boxing Voice. You can find all the live stream of the show there as well. All the archives of the show is there as well. And like Ness said, 5 p.m. today, UK hour with Robin Matt. We're going to do a live fight chat for the Watkins-Okoli fight, a little preview of the Tyson Fury comeback fight this weekend, and a little bit of your Patreon questions. And just so you know, all posts on Patreon for questions and topics for Standing 8 Count, UK hour, Untitled, are all going to be public. So if you're not a Patreon member, you can guarantee that your question and topic is answered on all these shows, even if they're on Patreon.
If you never get to hear it.
Even if you never get to hear it, but you can at least guarantee that your question's, you know, answered, your topic is discussed. If you go to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice, you can see all the topic posts there. And you can just, if you control there, you know, you want to post some bullshit question, do it. It's okay. We might read it. But I'm Matt Hisahunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TVV.
Shit, that's right. Georgie wanted to come back.
Oh, come on, really?
We'll time him.
Yeah, we'll definitely time this motherfucker.
Georgie, make sure you make sense. You have plenty of time to think.
Yo, listen, bro. First of all, before you guys drag me and you're on civilized shit, let me tell everybody out there to support the channel. Make sure you donate, enjoy Patreon, and all the good stuff. Especially if you're going to donate for the UK hour, we appreciate it because we need some equipment. That being said, nigga, I'm coming for your waterboard, nigga. I'm coming for you. I'm a fight man in a catch way. Right after, I'm gonna knock you the
fuck out. Georgie, I would whoop your ass so bad you could never call in again.
Yo, he sounds like a senile. He sounds like a senile first stage Alzheimer's grandpa right now.
Guarantee, man. I'm worried about your health.
I'm gonna go down a catchway with Matt and then call whoop your ass. Whoop. His little dentures fell out right there.
And stop cutting the chair, Max, you little weasel.
Stop what?
Yeah, we can't hear you when you yell.
Cutting the mic, champ. My motherfucking mic.
Oh, cutting. Yo, he said stop cutting the mic, champ. You mean stop cutting the champ's mic? You fucking weirdo.
Sorry about that, Georgie, but we're going to head on out of here.
Yo, damn, you cut him off. All right, Georgie, we are out of here, man. Listen, this has been fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, your thumbs up or welcome, future, present, past, doesn't matter. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Have it read here live, so make sure we put your name and or your social media, you know? That's an easy way to get a shout-out on the biggest podcast in the world. Just by dropping us a 5-star review, add your little social media there. Be like, @MattTBV. Hey, I think this is the best show in the world since the world was created.
Yep, do that exactly, verbatim.
Yep.
Find me at Matt Hunter TBB, all platforms, Mixed Combat Radio. Eventually going to come back, eventually, when Doomy decides to be a friend.
Except if you're going to repeat it verbatim, add my social media too. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We're back, people. We're back. We got our mojo. We're trying to do 3 a day. So like Matt said, there's plenty of topics out there and questions. Hit us up. You want us to review something, let us know. We're ready to work, but we got to go. Peace.